Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Hey, we're going to finish the chapter 13 of Mark today, and we're in verses 28 through 36, and we're going to come back to that fig tree. And so it says this in the New English Translation. Learn this parable from the fig tree. Whenever its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also you, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But as for that day or hour, no one knows it, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, except the Father. Watch out, stay alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. He left his house and put his slaves in charge, assigning each to his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to stay alert. Stay alert then, because you do not know when the owner of the house will return, whether during evening, at midnight, when the rooster crows, or at dawn. Or else he might find you asleep when he returns suddenly. What I say to you, I say to everyone, stay alert. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that you give us so many beautiful pictures in your word. And the first picture is that of a fig tree. And as one who actually has a fig tree in her yard, I know that this is true. When the leaves start coming out, I know that the season is turning towards summer. And it's been such a fun thing to be able to gather figs from that tree, and I'm thankful for it. Although this winter, Lord, as you know, I had to pull out half of my fig tree because it was dead. And so, Lord, I'm sure there's some sort of spiritual lesson in that. We have to uproot that which is dead in our lives, and I pray you would show us in our relationship with you what we need to leave behind, what we need to dig up, what we need to see as dead, and move forward, because we cannot have newness of life unless death occurs, and nothing significant in the kingdom of God happens unless there is that death. And sometimes in order for something new to come, we have to let go of something old that is decayed. And so teach us to have discernment in these kinds of matters. Lord, thank you that your words will never pass away, that as the heavens and the earth decay, your words will never decay. They will always be with us, and we're thankful for that. Lord, help us also to stay alert and to be ready. These are important words that you give us, that we should continually ready ourselves for what you are going to do. And even if it's my dog barks in the background, I am reminded that she is ready for any sort of intruder that comes into the house, because she is on alert and she is letting us know when intruders are near. In fact, most of them aren't intruders, but she thinks they are. So help us to be like my dog, to be ready, to be alert, to look out and notice the signs. Lord, really what that means is that we should be faithful. And if we continue in a faithful life, we will never be afraid of the future, because we know that even though you may come like a thief in the night, we will be ready because we have continually walked in your path. So Lord, we just choose today to let go of the things that so easily entangle us, the sin that tries to grab at us, and the attitudes that are not godly, and the actions that we have that have hurt other people. And Lord, would you just shine your holy light upon us so that we can repent of those things right now? I ask for your forgiveness in the gossip that I can bend toward when I learn of something new, or the desire to injure someone with my words. Lord, that should not be a part of a believer's life. Lord, when I have worried way too much and not trusted you and did not believe that you are my provider, Lord, all these things, I just choose again to repent before you, because you are everything to me, and I don't want anything to be in between us. And so I know that my repentance is part of restoring that relationship, and I know that what you've done on the cross is ultimately what causes the restoration. And so Give us that time today to really examine our lives and see if we are really walking in you in any of those ways that are not. Help us to confess them before you. And we just thank you so much for your forgiveness, because it's such a beautiful and free gift, and we need it every single day. Love you, Jesus, and I pray this in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you. And just a reminder, if you want to help further this podcast and get it into the hands of more folks around the world, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a $5 level that you'll get a free painting from me every month. At the $10 level, you'll get your name on a special wall that goes on every single post that Pray Every Day goes on. And then at the $20 level, you get the secret podcast that no one else hears except those who are at the $20 level. So thank you so much for listening. And tomorrow is Good Friday. So we will be walking through that together. And I am really grateful that you're going to take this journey with me.